Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Ivo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 54th, highlighted six shows in the season finales and finished series section, and three of them wrapped in the last few days. Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery, a dramatized Gothic mystery from Heart Life NFP, posted the final episode of their epic five-season journey yesterday, September the 13th. Plan on almost 30 hours of entertainment as you listen to all 60 episodes. Am I Old Yet?, a dramatized slice-of-life comedy from Floyd Kennedy and Thunder's Mouth Theater, has posted the 8th season finale on September the 8th. So far, there are 97 episodes, or just under 20 hours, of content created, produced, and mostly performed by an old woman, with an old woman as the central protagonist, flying the banner for anti-ageism. And by the way, she wrote that. Nightingale, a dramatized sci-fi mystery story from Gen Z Media, posted the season 1 finale on September the 7th. It features the stories of kids with cancer, and they've received great support from youth cancer advocates. You'll need about 5.5 hours to listen to the first 12 episodes. Listen to the end of this audio file to hear the trailers or episode snippets from these recently finaled and completed shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is for The Decca Tapes, a dramatized sci-fi mystery tale from Lex Noteboom. I featured this one before on an earlier issue of The End, so I'm bringing it back for all the new folks. This is like the best episode of The Twilight Zone, but for your ears. You'll be kept guessing all the way. Here's the trailer.
This morning, tapes were delivered to our office anonymously, recorded by a group of 10 people who were locked into the same space, and they can't get out. It appears each member of the group has a specific role to play. And by working together, they can survive in confinement. We don't know to what purpose these people have been locked in these rooms, or if they'll be released at any point. We don't know where they are, or how these tapes they made got to us. We have editors analyzing the recordings this very moment, in an effort to get us more background as fast as possible. But whatever the outcome of their investigation, one thing is for sure. We were never meant to hear the Decca tapes.
The Decca tapes is a complete story. Take the 4.5 hours to listen to all 8 episodes, and you will not be disappointed. My second recommendation is Passenger List, a dramatized thriller from Passenger List and Radiotopia. Another early feature I feel deserves another run because it's such a great story. Now, even though found footage isn't normally my jam, this show uses it really well. Here's the trailer.
Hello? Who is this?
I'm sorry, you don't know me. My name is Caitlin Lay. My brother was on 702.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Lay. Listen, the reason I wanted to talk to you was because...
No, you don't want to talk to me.
But yeah, I do, actually.
Coming September the 16th. Passenger List, a new mystery thriller from PRX's Radiotopia.
Breaking news tonight.
Breaking news this out.
A plane has crashed.
Atlantic Flight 702 from London Heathrow was expected in New York.
Atlantic Flight 702.
Reports radar contact with the plane was lost.
Look, don't call me again.
Hey,
The pre-flight checklist has like 30 different things to check, and 12 of them could bring down a plane on their own if they failed.
I have nothing to hide. You can ask me whatever you like.
You knew the plane was doomed. You work with criminals, or...
So that means I must be involved?
Have you considered that maybe it really was just an accident?
Dylan?
Don't call me again unless it's through the app. It's only safe if we both use it. So what do you want?
Starring Kelly Marie Tran, Colin Morgan, Patti LuPone, and Rob Benedict.
The public deserves to know the truth.
The public does know the truth. Flight 702 crashed in the Atlantic due to a bird strike. It's the only truth there is.
And she's just sitting there staring straight ahead with the kid in her arms, and her face was like ghost white. You think she had something to do with, you know, what brought the plane down?
No, I think that there's a lot that we don't know.
Passenger List premieres September 16th. Subscribe now at passengerlist.org or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. And you can follow along at Passenger Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hello?
Caitlin Lake?
Yes?
I'm Agent Gerard with the FBI. We need to talk.
Radiotopia.
Passenger List is a complete story with 16 episodes across two seasons for just over 9 hours of thrilling entertainment.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 11 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and seriously, 11, this is getting crazy, but in a good way, and two of them start releasing episodes in just a few days. Season 2 of Mansfield Mysteries, a dramatized comedy mystery from the Quarantine Group, starts on September the 15th. Get caught up on Season 1 in 3.5 hours. Season 2 of Project Pulse, a dramatized cyberpunk story from Eyes Shut Studio, also starts on September the 15th. Catch up with Season 1 before that in about 2 hours. And trailers or snippets for those two shows are coming your way right after I say. And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 54th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your additional trailers or snippets. Unwell.
There have been a lot of times when I've walked away. Sometimes run away. When things started to feel a little overwhelming. I suppose just this once, I wanted to stick in one place long enough to see the story through.
I just wanted to offer my condolences.
I just really miss him.
I do not believe in an afterlife.
I am not really a ghost.
I know you two work together, so maybe being here where he was?
I'm sorry. Did you want to be alone?
Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery, the final season, debuting March 1st, 2023. Learn more at unwellpodcast.com.
Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery, a dramatized Gothic mystery from Heart Life NFP, has completed the entire series. Am I Old Yet?
Hello and welcome to Season 7 of Am I Old Yet? Thanks for waiting, and if you're new, welcome to the world of Helen Doherty, 78 years old, just discovering that she's got superpowers. Episode 1 of Season 7 goes live this weekend, so here's a wee taster to give you an idea of what you're in for. Enjoy!
The Secretary of State for the Environment and Food Production has just announced that the government grants funding research programs into species extinctions is to be cut in half, with the funding to be redirected into subsidies for food manufacturers to improve their labelling. Dr. Marta Polensky from the Institute for Earth Studies is on the line now. Dr. Polensky, are you surprised by this announcement?
Oh dear, Hester, we are shocked beyond belief. This is
Oh, how short-sighted can they get? It just keeps getting worse and worse. Why can't they see that? Oh, doggy, yes, you're right. I need to get out of the house. Coming.
What's the problem?
No, I don't want to go down there into the village. Don't be silly. I'm not supposed to let anyone see me. And another thing, if I go down there, I'll just have to climb back up again. Hey, come on. Hello? Oh, excuse me. Are you all right?
I think so. It was the weirdest thing. I was just running and I really should have stopped at the corner, but I just wasn't thinking, and this huge gust of wind blew me back over the pavement into the wall, and just as that truck drove past.
But, Mom, what were you doing in the village in the first place? You're not supposed to let anyone see you. I know, but it was the dog. She actually pulled my coat to make me go there.
Did you arrange the meeting? Thank you so much. And Helen didn't suspect anything? Well, you are a very clever doggy. When you're a doggy. I'm sure you are fed up. Well, but it won't be for much longer, you'll be pleased to hear.
Well, there you have it, a few extracts from episode 1, Blown Away, of season 7 of our outrageous fantasy fiction podcast, in which the protagonist is a 78-year-old Australian woman living in London. Who'd have thought it? Now, the voices that you heard were mine, Floyd Kennedy, and Frances Brodie Aldridge as Dr. Marta Polensky, and Christopher McDougall as the dog. We're going to hear more of that later in the season. The website is amioldyet.com, and you'll also find it on all of your favourite podcasting apps. I don't think there's a single one in the world that I haven't discovered, but if there is, please let me know. And also, don't forget to go over to the website, the amioldyet.com/reviews, and drop a comment. Just let me know what you think. That would be wonderful. The music that we're playing here is by John T. La Barbera from his album In the Labyrinth, available in Bandcamp. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.
Spoken with Demeter, Persephone is still down in the underworld with Hades, but I'm getting Scandinavian, I've lost my Greek already. But we have no idea when she will be able to come back.
Am I Old Yet? A dramatized slice of life comedy from Floyd Kennedy and Thunder's Mouth Theatre has posted the finale of the 8th season. Nightingale.
GZM Shows, creators of 6 Minutes, present their latest audio adventure. While exploring the halls of their hospital cancer ward...
Have you guys been hearing that sound?
Yeah. I thought it was the elevator at first, but it's getting... weirder.
Three brave teens discover a portal to a magical world.
Seriously, what's going on?
We stopped.
We think we're about to fall!
I'm gonna float away. No need to run that way.
Sarah, Danny, and Rocco embark on an epic adventure to save Nightingale from a malevolent force known only as the Darkness.
It's like we're coming out of the ruins of some giant metal castle. It's like a dream.
Or a nightmare. What was that?
Something's out there in the woods.
Please, don't be scared.
Starring Gabby Pizzolo from Stranger Things and Ben Shankman from Billions. New episodes of Nightingale premiere weekly starting June 21st, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're tired or if you want to take a stand, helping you by the day, struggle gone away. Your faith is here to stay. Do it because you can, do it because you're on the
moon. Nightingale, a dramatized sci-fi mystery story from Gen Z Media, posted the finale of the first season. Mansfield Mysteries.
Excuse me, everyone. Good afternoon, Berkshire Bay Brand family. I am here to welcome you all to this year's Labor Day extravaganza.
Why, Dorinda Mansfield, and this must be Stacy.
Berkshire Bay Brand's Labor Day extravaganza is for company members only.
Oh, well, it's nice they still invite you.
Your father worked at 3B for close to 40 years. He knew where all the bodies were buried. Well, the least they can do is send his widow an invite to their annual shindig.
A speedo? At a work event?
Oh my God, he's dead!
My God, I can't believe it!
Well, well, well. This extravaganza just got interesting.
Going to need everyone to remain on the premises for the time being while we look into it.
I don't trust that whale of a mall cop.
Mom, you shouldn't say things like that.
Not for men either? When did that happen?
What do you make of all this, Mom?
Well, something is fishy, that's for sure.
Detective Mansfield, it's a very complex situation. I'm going to need a drink to explain it all.
This was a homicide. I'm sure of it.
There's never been a murder in Berkshire Bay.
Who would have thought our little extravaganza would turn into a real-life game of Clue?
Mom, I can't make heads or tails of these stories. With the mayoral election, the SPF ineffectiveness claims, and the Bell's charity scheme, it seems everybody has something to lose, and everybody has something to gain.
Rosemary Berkshire, for one.
What? I have nothing to hide.
The Bells, of course. Are you saying we're guilty of something?
What I wouldn't give not to know what I know.
Mayor Berkshire's re-election is in the bag.
Berkshire has been mayor of Berkshire Bay since
the turn of the 20th century. I know.
Keep your eye on Galen, too. He's a slippery one.
All speculation. There's no there.
And Rebecca would have her revenge for his indiscretions.
Well, it's not exactly a poetic end, but it'll save me thousands in attorney's fees.
Thank you so much, family. Now, I know this has been a very unusual extravaganza.
Hold it right there, Rosemary.
Get off the stage, Mrs. Mansfield. We're not having this nonsense today.
The loss of a man's life is nonsense?
How are you going to prove that?
Looks like we have some more digging to do.
Whither my tennis partner goes, I shall follow.
To the depths, then.
To the depths.
Mansfield Mysteries, a dramatized comedy mystery story from the Quarantine Group, soon returns for Season 2. Project Pulse.
In its press release, Knollwood described Project Pulse as a new level of competition for the people of the world.
So what's the name, kid?
A sport unlike any other.
It's now or never, kid.
Derek.
In his words, welcome to the greatest game.
In flames we are.
An unbelievable
audio adventure. In a world built on augmented reality and defined by the game it birthed. With all eyes watching, do we rise above? Can society hold together? Or will it crumble as the weight of change shatters everything we once knew? Some things are better heard than seen.
That match. I wish you could have been there, sis.
Be proud, boy!
Stand against the odds!
Whatever you do, don't back down.
But enough talk! Let's play some Pulse!
Project Pulse. Now on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you're listening now.
Finally.
Project Pulse, a dramatized cyberpunk story from Eyes Shut Studio, soon returns for Season 2. And that's it for the additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the end. Cheers!